Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Lydia, and this is Jesus and Him Crucified. Amen. We're going to basically get right into it. I praise God for you being with me on today. God bless you. And just at this time, I'm hoping that you have with you a pencil and a Bible, some kind of note paper, something to write on so you can take a few notes. I won't be with you very long. We just are making this a bit of a ministry moment, but, you know, we're just trying to get back to basics here and talk about Jesus and Him crucified, because quite frankly, He is the center of the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, it is actually pointing our way back to the Father, and we are redeemed, saved by Jesus Christ and Him alone. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. And we give glory to Him even right now. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before You even right now, asking, Lord God, that You move in the midst of us. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of Your word. Open our minds and hearts to see, Lord God, what is written on the pages. Illuminate our hearts, Lord God, so that it lights up so brilliantly that we finally see that You are totally for us. You've never been against us. You've never condemned us. And You came just to save us. And because You love us with a love that's from everlasting, a love that has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders, and no limits, that's the kind of love that God has for us. And that's why, amen, even as it is written in John 3:16, and I'm sure that's a familiar scripture to you, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord God, we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We do have a bit of reading, so I hope you have your Bible. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. And I'm sure you've read the intro if you had time, but if you didn't, I'm going to give you it's just a very brief intro. Jesus and Him crucified is the center of it all. He came down from glory to redeem our alienated relationship back to the Father. He made Himself a body. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. John said that. And He who was without sin became sin just for each of us. Jesus and Him crucified, if we remember nothing else that we have heard of the word. And there is much to behold. Remember Jesus and Him crucified. Glory to God. We praise God. Hallelujah for the great, 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 great thing He has done for us, for this great salvation. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2. Amen. I'm going to begin reading. And I'm not sure which Bible you have, but this one is actually, let me change this out. This is a New King James Version. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I'm going to repeat that first part to you once again. And I read verses 1 through 5. Amen. Paul said, amen. And this is the writer of 1 Corinthians. Amen. It's the Apostle Paul. He actually came after the disciples. He was one that was first Saul, and he was a Pharisee. Amen. And he, at the time, did not believe in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. He did not believe in the teachings. And he felt, amen, that they were actually an enemy of the state, in a word. They felt that they were an enemy to the Judaic religion and to, amen, all those who serve the true and living God. He felt that they were all enemies because he didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah at the time. But Paul hasn't had an experience unlike any other, that when he was on his way actually to kill and to imprison those who were the followers of Christ, those who had become Christians, he had an experience on the road where the Lord had a light shine down from heaven and actually knock him off his beast. The light was so brilliant. And when he got up, well, even before he got up, he was blinded. And in the midst of that, he heard a voice asking him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he asked, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom you persecute." And he arose, and those that were with him, and they didn't see anything, and they didn't hear anything. So they were wondering what was going on with Saul. Saul went into the city, Damascus, and onto a street called Straight. And he dwelt there, and he actually fasted before the Lord at that time. And the Lord sent Ananias, one of the followers of Christ, one who actually feared Saul. But the Lord had come to Ananias and given Ananias a word to go. Amen, because Saul was about to become one of his soldiers. He was about to spread the word like wildfire. And I put that into my own words, but I'm sure if you've heard the story, you do understand. So I just want to give you some background on who this is that wrote 1 Corinthians. And I want you to know that this man did not believe Jesus was the Christ. He did not understand why these people, amen, were proclaiming him as the Messiah. But he had a change of heart on that Damascus road that day. He had a change of mind on that Damascus road that day. He began to understand that Jesus is the only name whereby you can be saved. He understood then that it took the Father to draw him to Jesus. And because of that experience, that experience unlike any other, amen, he had an indelible impression made in his soul that he could not forget, he could not shake, and nobody could take it away from him. The Lord made such an impression on him that this man followed the teachings of Jesus Christ, followed the gospel, was led by the Holy Spirit. Even any that you see in scriptures, much of the New Testament was written by Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. Amen. And that's where we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. We're hearing from Paul. Amen. And he said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Amen. You know, Paul actually was well taught and well learned. He was very educated in the scriptures. So he could have come there with excellency of speech. He could have laid every bit of the word out before them and they would have been terribly impressed. But he was not trying to impress them with his education. He didn't want them to think that he had these big swelling words for them to go back with and things that they perhaps would have taken back to their homes and didn't understand. But what he wanted to impress upon them is Jesus Christ and him crucified. So let me tell you about this Jesus Christ and him crucified that Paul was talking about that day. Amen. The word of God said, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God." And as we look further down in that scripture, and this is in John, the Gospel of John, amen, it says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And he had like passions as we did. Amen. Jesus came down through 42 generations. If you look through the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, we see that every single chapter in the word has something that points us back to Jesus, because he's the center of the word. Hallelujah. And I want you to grasp that today, Jesus and him crucified, so that you understand that everything that you have ever had need of, amen, he is here to do just that. He said that he came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. There is no need of yours that he doesn't know about, and there's nothing that he has not already provided for. He's waiting for you, amen, to reach out. He said if we draw nigh unto him, that he would draw nigh unto us. All we have to do is ask,
The word even tells us, he said in one of the Gospels, ask and ye shall ask, amen, and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. He stands at the door even right now and knocks. Jesus and him crucified. Amen. The Lord of glory wrapped himself in flesh. Amen. God wrapped himself in flesh. Amen. And dwelt among us. He had like passions as we do. He understands everything that you feel. He had to eat. He had to sleep. He felt the pain of losing a friend. He felt what hunger felt like. He felt what it felt like to be rejected and be dismissed. He knows all those things that you have endured. He felt them himself. This is the God of glory who wrapped himself in flesh. Amen. That he might become that perfect sacrifice. Scripture talks about him, and I'm going to say it again from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. It's speaking to us about, amen, the works of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and him crucified. So he dwelt among men. Amen. And like I said, he had like passions as we do. He knows everything that we felt, every experience that we've had. He's been in these bodies. He knows what it likes to have the limitations that these bodies have. And yet he was fully God. Fully man and fully God. Yes, an impossibility to the mind, but this is God Almighty that we're talking about. He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for him, and there's nothing impossible for him. But and to God be the glory, because the Lord made himself a perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. And though he was accused of many things, he was not guilty. And though he had no sin, he took on our sin on the cross. So he was beaten, amen, he was scourged, amen, and he went to the cross and he died for our sins and our transgressions. He did that so that he can bring us back into right fellowship with the Father, because we were separated from the presence of our Creator because of the sin at the beginning with Adam and Eve. Jesus became the second Adam, in that he came and he did this thing the way that it was supposed to be done. He perfected that work of Adam. Adam, it was supposed, he was in a time of innocence. There was no sin in Adam and Eve at the beginning. But because they disobeyed God, they brought sin into all of humanity, and Jesus came to take it out. Glory to God. And that's exactly what he did on the cross, a perfect work. He was on the cross, amen, in agony. And at that moment, he said, it is finished. He actually was separated from the presence of the Father, because at the moment when he took on all the sin of the world, he was separated, amen, from the Father. And that's exactly what happens to us when we're in sin. We are separated from God. But when we receive the gift of Jesus Christ, we are brought back into right fellowship. Jesus and him crucified. That's what he did for us. And that's who Paul was talking to the Corinthians about. Amen. So that's why he didn't come with excellency of speech. He came bringing them the plain word. Jesus died for you, for your sin. He died so that you can have life, and that more abundantly. He died so you don't have to suffer through the second death. He died so that you can see God in peace in eternity. He died so you don't have to go through all these isms and schisms that we go through in the earth. Amen. Receive him today. Jesus and him crucified. He loved you so much that he died for you. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. And I'm going to leave you with these words. Say yes to the Lord. Just humble yourself before him right now and begin to repent of your sins. And it just means to confess them before God and turn away from them. Lord, I don't want to do those things anymore. And just begin to tell the Lord that you're sorry for all those things and turn away from it. Amen. And receive his spirit. Amen. The Lord, amen, and gave his spirit to all of his disciples that waited for him. Amen. And we will talk about that on tomorrow. God bless you. Jesus and him crucified. Receive him today. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. We can't wait until tomorrow. Amen. As you pray, ask the Lord to fill you with his spirit. Speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, he will do just that. And that spirit, amen, that God will place in you, will lead you and guide you. It is the Spirit of God. comforter, the paraclete. He's the one that will talk to you and encourage you and will keep you and make sure that you have a life worth living. God bless you. Amen. Be amazing.